whoever has not watched Wajiha's Dastan Goi story, you have to go on YouTube and watch it. I think it's one of my favorite stories that have been told thus far on our live session. So thank you for that, Wajiha. And to kind of start off, I'd love to kind of hear a little bit about your journey from what you've studied and how you got into music to begin with.
Thank you, Ahmad, for having me again on your platform. And I've really enjoyed my session that I did the first time. So it's happy to be back and chatting with you. I think I've always been interested in music ever since I was a young child. If I look at my earliest report cards, they all say she's extremely fond of singing and dancing. And of course, I mean, that's something that's inherent in all children, right? But I think music was something that continued to like tug at my heartstrings throughout my life. And so in high school, I think I figured that I have some semblance of a voice. Yeah, just to get me thoda andaza hua ke sur mein main ga sakti hu, rhythm ki ek understanding hai. So I started performing at school concerts. I picked up the guitar. I learned the guitar. In college, I went to LUMS. I did my undergraduate degree there. So that's also where I was actively involved in the underground sort of music space there. Would perform at concerts there very regularly. Again, at LUMS, it's a business school, but that's where my economics padne gayi thi, but it is there where I discovered my love and interest in cultural anthropology. So music or jise kehte hai na ki aapki padhai education was always somehow seen as separate things.
Yeah.
So main abhi bhi ye sochti hu in retrospect ki kabhi bhi hame आप अपने पैशन को और अपने करियर चॉइस को एक जैसा कभी नहीं आप अमूमन देखा जाता है ना. आप कहते हैं कि हाँ म्यूजिक है बट बेटा वो साइड पे करना आपकी हॉबी है.
Exactly.
वो आपकी हॉबी है तो आपको उस तरह से परसू करना है. एंड ऑफ कोर्स यू नो म्यूजिक का ये है कि मेरी फैमिली में कोई इस तरह से पब्लिकली म्यूजिक इस तरह परसू नहीं करता या प्रोफेशनली नहीं किया. तो उस तरफ कभी दिमाग गया नहीं कि यू नो आई वांट टू बिकम अ फुल टाइम परफॉर्मिंग आर्टिस्ट. ऑफ कोर्स देयर आर लाइक सॉर्ट ऑफ टैबूज आल्सो एसोसिएटेड विद द एंटरटेनमेंट इंडस्ट्री एंड ऑफ कोर्स देयर आल्सो चेंजिंग एंड अ लॉट ऑफ वुमेन बिफोर आवर टाइम्स एंड सिंस फॉरएवर हैव बीन चैलेंजिंग दोस सॉर्ट ऑफ नॉर्म्स. तो इवन जब मैं अपनी एंथ्रोपोलॉजी डिग्री जो है वो ले रही थी तो उधर भी आई नोटिस्ड कि आई वाज रियली इंटरेस्टेड इन ऑल दीज कॉन्वर्सेशंस एंड टॉपिक्स दैट सराउंडेड आवर साउथ एशियन आइडेंटिटी एंड कल्चर एंड पाकिस्तानी आइडेंटिटी एंड कल्चर राइट. सो आई वांटेड टू लर्न अबाउट माईसेल्फ माई लैंड माई रीजन थ्रू इट्स म्यूजिक एंड इट्स पोएट्री एंड इट्स लिटरेचर एंड इट्स हिस्ट्री. एंड सो even the courses that I did, I would just navigate towards that. And then I went on to do a graduate degree at NYU. And I did my post-grad in the anthropology of sacred music, for instance. So wahan pe bhi mera jo thesis tha, wo Sufi music festivals pe tha, for instance. To ek taraf to meri mausiki ki ek training ya jise kehte hain ki shauk mera passion chal raha tha. But saath saath mein, main usko even as a point of रिसर्च इंटरेस्ट उसको भी एक्सप्लोर कर रही थी कि व्हाई इज इट दैट सर्टेन टाइप्स ऑफ म्यूजिक आर परफॉर्म्ड इन सर्टेन कल्चर्स फॉर इंस्टेंस राइट. व्हाट्स द हिस्ट्री व्हाट्स द कॉन्टेक्स्ट. सो दीस थिंग्स रियली फैसिनेटेड
मी एंड आई लव दैट राइट. क्योंकि ज्यादातर लोगों को या तो शौक होता है गाने का बट दे डोंट गो इन टू द डीप काइंड ऑफ नेचर ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग वेयर like the etymology of some of the stuff that goes around music. And like you said, kyun ga rahe hain, kahan se ga rahe hain, jo sur ki baat ho rahi hai, ye sur kahan se aa raha hai, what are the connotations in whether it be religion or culture, historically they reference karte hain, which is something that not, I haven't seen that many people kind of have that knowledge or have that curiosity as well, right? Because it's a separate layer where you really start to go and start to research the deep kind of underpinnings of where music and the cultural narrative comes from, because it really does affect, right? Like jo aapne jo baat dastan goi mein bhi kari thi, like how there are a lot of synchronicities in religion and religious texts and how we say certain things and those are tonalities and we'll गाने के ही किस्म की चीजें बातें होती हैं.
एग्जैक्टली बिल्कुल बिल्कुल.
एंड इट्स जस्ट इट्स सो फैसिनेटिंग टू एड दैट लेंस टू म्यूजिक टू समथिंग दैट इज लाइक पीपल वुड कंसिडर एंटरटेनमेंट बट इट्स रियली नॉट. There are so many deeper roots to understanding it. And to kind of bring this back to Coke Studio, I think Coke Studio has also done a beautiful job since inception to get this more front and center because of the fusion, because of the bringing of the worlds, and because of the way that Rohail has experimented with production, the way that, you know, different kinds of people have come together. And it just, to me, it's just fascinating. To be able to go and understand historical references through the lens of Mosiki and through music, especially in a culture like Southeast Asia, jahan pe hamara like base hi is pe hai kafi arse se, right? It's so deeply rooted in our culture.
Bilkul. So I think aapne bilkul sahi kaha, and I think Coke Studio shayad as a platform he I think jab wo nikla tha, I was in college also at the time, and I was very fascinated by it because ek to, you know, someone who's grown up mostly, you know, even the songs that I would sing were mostly Western songs, right? But ekdam se I heard this sound jisme folk music baj raha hai, or, you know, again, Misha and Arif Lohar paired together. And they suddenly look super cool and super edgy. And, you know, obviously, hum ek tarah ke burger ek bacche jinko kehte hain, unko is tarah ka ek sound kabhi sunne ko mila nahi. Aur upar se uski phir ek poetry aur iski shayari aur badi gehri baatein, jiska hamari hazar century se jo hai hamare hi region ka hissa raha hai. Aur humne unko kabhi suna nahi, na humne school mein padha, na hume ghar pe sikhaya jata hai. ना हम अपनी लैंग्वेजेस को अच्छी तरह पहचानते हैं. सो फॉर इंस्टेंस इफ आई लुक एट इवन माय केस, मतलब माय फादर वाज उर्दू स्पीकिंग एंड माय मदर इज हिंद को स्पीकिंग एंड शी हाफ अ फैमिली इज आल्सो पठान. तो मतलब कभी अप्रिशिएट ही नहीं किया ना कि ये मुख्तलिफ लैंग्वेजेस ही हैं जो इस रीजन को और निखारती हैं, उनको संवारती हैं. हम सिर्फ अंग्रेजी के पीछे क्यों जाते गए, या हम सिर्फ उर्दू के भी पीछे क्यों जाते गए, यू नो, हमने और अपनी लोकल लैंग्वेजेस को क्यों नहीं किया. तो मैं अपनी अम्मी से भी पूछती हूँ कि आपने मुझे क्यों नहीं सिखाया, बिकॉज शी स्पीक्स हिंदको स्टिल विद हर होल फैमिली, बट वी डोंट स्पीक दैट. एंड ऑफकोर्स नाउ आई हैव डिवेलप्ड एन अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड आई कैन ऑल्सो स्पीक इट. आई एम नॉट वेरी फ्लुएंट, बट I would always ask her, why are these things not prized in our culture? So these were questions. Of course, you're in college, so aapka ek identity crisis sa bhi chal raha hota hai. Phir Coke Studio ne is tarah ki conversations shuru kar di, aur wo mausiki ke through, to it just blew my mind as well.
Is jaise aap ye baat kari thi, something that came up in my mind was again one of the things that you said in your talk, which was aapke jo ustad ne Rauf Sami ne jo ek baat kari thi aapse ke South Asia is a guldasta of cultures.
Ji, unke father ne ki thi. Achha, ji, Sat Sami ne. Ji, ji.
And it's such a beautiful saying. Like, agar aap isko unpack kare ke South Asia is a guldasta of cultures, like it truly is. Like, Sindh ko hi dekh le, aapke Sindh mein kitne cultures, kitni languages, kitne historical references, and all of these different things that exist. It's just, it's incredible. Haan. Lekin we do have
like a fruit basket, na? Like a fruit basket, jo hum saja ke shaadiyon pe leke jaate hain, jisme har tarah ki mithaiyan hain, har tarah ke fruits hain, and it's lovely, and you know, we're it's so rich in culture and tradition, but we don't know about even half of them. Even within Sindh, we don't know half the languages that are spoken. You know, Marwari hai, to aapki, you know, ek Seraiki belt hai, to aapki Sindh mein bhi aur kitni mukhtalif types of dialects boli jati hain. You know, ek Muhajir community bhi rehti hai. So it's just, it's fascinating, but unfortunately a lot to learn more about.
Completely. And it's just, it's lovely for platforms like these to exist. जो फ्रंट एंड सेंटर लेकर आते हैं ऐसे किस्म के डायलॉग्स, व्हिच यू नो, लाइक फॉर इंस्टेंस इन दिस सीजन ब्रिंगिंग द रबाब एंड द सितार एज एन इंस्ट्रूमेंट दैट इज लाइक यू नो कंसिस्टेंटली देयर, जो ज्यादातर नहीं होते. दैट्स अगेन लाइक यू नो इट स्टार्ट्स टू क्वेश्चन एंड स्टार्ट्स टू ब्रिंग another narrative of how can we look at these things differently. And it's such an incredible
thing.
Of
course, Rohail ka, it was his incredible sort of idea. Wo yehi, jis tarah wo isme bhi mere gaane pe unhone ye likhi bhi thi baat, in his producer's notes, ke hum sitar aur rabab ko kyun nahi ek regular feature of a local band bana sakte.
Yeah.
Jis tarah guitar hota hai. You know, to us tarah se, why don't, and of course there are bands in our music, khumariyan bhi hai aur bhi bands hain jo incorporate karne ki koshish kar rahe hain traditional instruments ko, but this is not the norm, right?
Completely.
So and again, this is also a math. I would also say ki even western music jo hum log karne ki attempt karte hain, isme koi buri baat nahi hai, you know. To ye bhi kehna ki wo yahan pe angrezi mein kyun gaate hain, इंग्लिश म्यूजिक होना ही नहीं चाहिए, इसको भी मैं इससे भी बिल्कुल इत्तेफाक नहीं करती, बिकॉज हम लोग का एक रहा है ब्रिटिश का कलोनियल पीरियड, तो जाहिर है हम लोग हैं कलोनियल सब्जेक्ट्स, दैट्स अ रियलिटी, और हम में से कुछ पे वो असर रहा है. तो हम लोग अगर एक सर्टन बर्गर क्राउड है, तो अब उनकी इसमें मतलब ऑब्वियसली वो एक उस एनवायरमेंट में बड़े हैं, तो शायद उनको एक यही चीज समझ में आती है, बात होनी चाहिए टू ब्रॉडन द होराइजन एंड वाइडन द पर्सपेक्टिव, यू नो, नॉट टू लिमिट इट.
एग्जैक्टली, लाइक दैट वाइडनिंग एंड नॉट लिमिटिंग एंड बीइंग एबल टू गो फॉरवर्ड विद कन्वर्सेशंस. एंड ज्यादातर लोग जो है ना ढल देते हैं कि भाई नहीं, ये गोरा मेंटालिटी है, ये कोई और मेंटालिटी है, बट इट्स गुड टू बी एबल टू इनकॉर्पोरेट, क्योंकि आपकी जो यंगर जनरेशन, जो अगली जनरेशन है, दे आर गोना, लाइक माय नीसेस लाइक आर आईपैड जनरेशन एंड लाइक आईफोन्स, दैट्स द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट दे नो. यू कैंट से दैट नो ये तो अलाउ ही नहीं है, बिकॉज उनका फ्यूचर उसके अंदर है. सो यू शनिंग देम, लाइक आई एम जस्ट गिविंग दिस एनालॉजी, बट लाइक यू शनिंग देम अवे फ्रॉम दोज प्रोडक्ट्स एंड दोज टेक्नोलॉजिकल डिवाइसेस मेक्स देम नॉट रेडी फॉर द फ्यूचर. And that's the same thing in music as well, and in culture as well. कि आप चीजें रख नहीं सकते. Like you just take what you have and you grow for and you go forward.
और culture का भी यही है ना कि वो कभी एक जैसा नहीं रहता.
Yeah.
It keeps changing. It keeps evolving. It's never static, right? So you know what, for instance, your parents' culture was. That's not probably the same. Or my parents is not. The same as maybe our children's the culture that they, of course foundation ek rehti hai, traditional values, core values kuch rehte hain, but uske upar cheezein jo hai ab hame dekhe, I'm you know dressed in, yahan pe bhi Pakistan mein bhi ladke jeans bhi pehnte hain, ladke bhi pehnte hain, chale aap ladkiyon ko chhod dein, ladke bhi pehnte hain. I mean traditionally hamara national dress is something else, but wo pehnte hain, to yeah. Iska matlab hai ki zahir hai wo bhi hamare culture ka hissa hi ho gaya, right?
Exactly.
Iska ye matlab to nahi hai ki wo nahi hai. Jis tarah ya aap bahir, for instance, aapki upbringing hui hai, aap magar aapka jo perspective hai wo ek bada unique hai, as you know someone who's Pakistani born but maybe raised in the UAE.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
तो वो हाइफनेटेड जो आइडेंटिटीज हैं, उनका भी एक अपना कल्चर है, एंड दे ऐड अ लॉट ऑफ पर्सपेक्टिव टू दिस, राइट? इट कांट बी के पाकिस्तानी एक ही तरह के होते हैं. भाई यूएई में भी पाकिस्तानीज हैं, अमेरिका में भी हैं, पूरी दुनिया में हैं, और वो सब जो हैं कंट्रीब्यूट करते हैं टू अ पाकिस्तानी कल्चर,
एंड इट बिकम्स बिगर एंड दैट एवोल्यूशन. आई मीन एक्चुअली द एवोल्यूशन आई वांट टू काइंड ऑफ टेक into your own journey is again for just a second, because I agree, because usi evolution se hum aage badhte hain, usi evolution se we become richer as a culture, as a nation, as a people.
Bilkul.
Now in yourself, agar aap apne andar dekhein, before we get to the song, what is the evolution that you've seen in yourself as a musician since you started on your path learning classical music professionally? With an ustad who can teach you the technicalities and who can give you the perspectives around, because I'm sure that jo baatein karte honge aapse, those are just as valuable as the teachings that that you get.
Bilkul. I think you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. I think maine professionally gaana kabhi seekha nahi up until 4 years ago. और मैं आई थिंक बहुत अरसे से एक तलाश में थी एक टीचर के. ظاہر ہے میں شوق تھا مجھے گانے کا, اور میں نے مطلب شوقین ہوں گانے سننے کے کا بھی, تو میں نے دنیا کا میں ہر طرح کا گانا سنتی ہوں, اور ظاہر ہے ویسٹرن میوزک بھی میں نے بہت سنا, تو جو کانسرٹس وغیرہ کیے وہ زیادہ تر اسی طرح کے گانے تھے. بٹ ہماری موسیقی کا ایک افیکٹ ہے یا اس کا ایک اثر ہے, جو میں نے اپنی ٹاک میں بھی بات کی تھی, راگوں کی اگر ہم بات کرتے ہیں ان کا ایک فاؤنڈیشنل اس کی تاثیر ہوتی ہے, اس کا اثر ہوتا ہے, اور وہ آپ کو بالکل محسوس ہوتا ہے جب آپ وہ گانے سنتے ہیں. تو ظاہر ہے یو نو ایز یو کائنڈ آف گرو اولڈر وین یو اسٹارٹ ریئلی لائک ڈیلونگ ان ٹو دس کائنڈ آف میوزک, تو آئی فیلٹ لائک یو نو آئی وانٹڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ کہ وہ آواز کے ذریعے اس طرح کا ایموشن, وہ ایک تو فیل کیا کر رہے ہیں دیٹ دے آر ایبل ٹو ایکچولی ٹرانسمٹ اینڈ ریلیز دس کائنڈ آف ایموشن, رائٹ؟ سو آئی فیلٹ لائک وہ مجھے انگریزی گانوں کو سن کے نہیں محسوس ہو سکتا تھا, جو مجھے ہمارے مشرقی گانے جس کو کہتے ہیں ان کو سن کے مجھے ایک احساس ہوتا تھا کہ یو نو وہ واقعی میں وہ دکھ درد وہ کس طرح آپ بیان کرتے ہیں تھرو دی آواز اینڈ تھرو دا وائس, اینڈ آف کورس اس کا ایک سسٹم ہی الگ ہے, سروں کا سسٹم الگ ہے, تال کا سسٹم الگ ہے. تو آئی obviously again I wanted to learn, تو I looked for a teacher and you know God was very kind and that I found my teacher and with him and his father Ustad Sami and my teacher Rauf, they both have taught me so much more than music, you know. So it's really they've taught me how to be a better human being, how to even understand my own self. Matlab ek teacher jo hota hai wo اس سے اچھی کیا بات ہو سکتی ہے کہ وہ آپ کو بتاتا ہے کہ واقعی میں آپ کے دل میں کیا ہے, یو نو. تو وہ ایک اصلی ٹیچر تو وہ ہوتا ہے جو آپ کو اتنا اچھی طرح سمجھ سکے کہ وہ آپ کی پرسنالٹی, آپ کی طبیعت, آپ کے انداز, آپ کی یو نو لرننگ ابلٹی کے حساب سے چل کے آپ کو سکھائیں, رائٹ؟ نہ کہ وہ آپ کو سبق دیں کلاس پی ایچ ڈی لیول کا, جبکہ آپ کا وہ لیول ہے ہی نہیں. So I think, and of course, maybe I was interested and passionate and I was patient that I stuck to it and main mehnat karti rahi, and I will say ki mujhe time laga, maine itni jaldi isko nahi sikha, aur abhi bhi main kahungi ki main seekh hi rahi hu, aur ye mere liye I think umar bhar ki ek meri ek justuju hai ki main sur ko kisi tarah se perfect karu. I think I'm never happy with whatever performance that I do, never happy, because I'm always like, oh, I messed up here, I didn't do this right, you know, because ek andar se aapko ek justuju hai to just strive for this sort of perfection. I'm not saying we'll never get it, but you know, as long as that learning is there, and I think that really motivates me, and with my teachers I've noticed that just it keeps me motivated to learn more,
you know. In what you were saying, I think there's so many important lessons in even what you just said there, because that perception, taking that as, because this perfectionism can be very detrimental to the soul. To be able to execute and to be able to put stuff out there is very difficult, especially if you're putting it in the public eye. Aur agar wo aapke andar, and this is a perfect segue into Yakeen. And if you don't have that, and you're not able to change the perception, especially if you look at it in a macro scale of ye saal kaisa guzra hai, because this has been a year where no one could have anticipated ke ye ho kya raha hai hamare saath, right? Like getting the lockdowns, to flights canceled, to all of the different things that have happened,
so many people that have passed away, that we've lost, you know,
it's this unsurmountable, the amount of pain and things that people have suffered. So still being able to understand ke, you know what, is pe hamara control nahi hai, ye kisi aur ne likha hai aur ye hoga and ho gaya, but the only thing that we can change is that perception and the fact that you're learning from it and you're growing from it, right? Because that's the way you're able to move forward. Warna phir aap apne aap ko jo hai na closed mindset mein rakhte hain, and then you're not able to kind of you get crippled, basically. And it's such an important lesson, this perception.
And I think ye bhi, you know, I've generally mostly been a more of a critical sort of thinker, I would say. Critical. I'm not going to say cynical. I'll say critical. I'm being nice to my own self.
That's what I was going to say. It's critical to yourself, not to others. It's to yourself.
No, critical to myself, but also generally towards a lot of things I'm saying. You know, my perspective, when I was obviously in college, I was a lot more cynical, is what I was going to say. You know, ke, haan, gaane se kya ho sakta hai? How can it change the world? Yeah. You know, is effort se kya ho sakta hai? Ultimately, what's the point of doing anything, for instance, yeah. Right? Because at that time, you're always trying to see ke, you'd want to contribute to the world or kya wo cheez hai aap karein apni zindagi mein jisse sabse zyada aapke ird-gird logon ko fayda ho. Matlab, aap is tarah ki cheezein zahir hai. I hope ke log sab isi tarah hi sochte honge. But I think ke over time I realized ke, you know, aap cynical hona asaan cheez hai. You know, negative hona asaan cheez hai. Mushkil waqt mein hopeful rehna, wo bahut mushkil hai.
That's a test.
Aur wo test bhi hai aur wo aapko actively apne upar kaam karna hota hai. Wo aise nahi hota ke ekdam se log bas positive ho jate hain. Aapko apne aapko achhi cheezon ke baare mein, you must be grateful for the things that you have. You must try and look for a flip side because Allah Ta'ala ne har cheez mein bura aur achha dono cheezein utni hi rakhi hain. Right? So I think hum sometimes, you know, as someone, when I was younger, I would tend to maybe like be more cynical is what I'm saying. I think as you know, my music has also taught me to be a lot more accepting, even of the bad that there is, which I think, again, it teaches you so much about life. Ke, you know, agar mera bura sur bhi lag raha hai, to wo maine hi lagaya hai. तो मैं उसी को अपने आप को उसके लिए दरगुजर करूं या माफ करूं या एक्सेप्ट करूं और कहूं कि चलो आगे मैं बेहतर करूंगी. इसका ये मतलब नहीं है कि मैं कहूं हाँ मैं इसी तरह गाती रहूं. बट उसको ऑब्वियसली आप उसको बेहतर करें. आपका मकसद यही है कि आप बेहतरी की तरफ जाएं.
कंप्लीटली. तो या दिस इज अ परफेक्ट सेगवे इनटू यकीन. टेल मी अबाउट हाउ दिस सॉन्ग केम टू बी. क्योंकि लिखा भी आपने, कंपोज भी आपने किया है. एंड This is the first time you're on Coke Studio as a singer and you're doing this, but also you were working on strategy for Coke Studio. So I actually want to hear a little bit about that as well, as to how this season came to be and then, and your song as well.
So, matlab, again, aapko zindagi ka kuch pata nahi hota, right? When this year started, I had joined Coke Studio season 13, which is what it was being called then. And us waqt, I was in charge of the research and strategy, and that's what Ruhail had hired me for. And of course, he knew that I was also one of the backing vocalists in a previous season. Mm-hmm. So when he had, you know, when I'd met him for work, to unne mujhse pucha tha ke, you know, tum kya karna chahti ho, tumhara interest, because mera again interest dono jagahon par hai, production side is pe bhi hai and gaane ki taraf bhi hai. तो उन्होंने कहा कि तुम बैकिंग वोकलिस्ट के लिए इंटरेस्टेड हो, यू हैव टू पिक वन थिंग, यू नो, बिकॉज दिस इज अ फुल टाइम कमिटमेंट, एंड एक चीज तुम बताओ. तो बिकॉज यू नो आई वाज मोर इंटरेस्टेड टू लर्न समथिंग न्यू, तो आई सेड यू नो आईड वांट टू लाइक बी पार्ट ऑफ द प्रोडक्शन टीम एंड यू नो आईड लाइक टू जॉइन यू ऑन दैट. So then we started planning the season, and it was supposed to be a multi-producer format. It was supposed to be a much bigger season. A lot of different producers were supposed to be on board. And, you know, we were like, we would sit every day and plan out long sessions on how this was going to happen and, you know, the different sort of themes that we were going to explore and the behind the scenes of it. And like, we were fully ready to like record in, I think, June or something, you know, pre-production. Yeah. Isi tarah plan ho rahi thi. And suddenly just COVID happened. And I mean, the whole project shut down. Everything shut down. Coke was like, hame pata hi nahi hai ki hum, you know, Coke Studio hoga bhi ye ki nahi. Right? So hum log to obviously ghar pe band, and us waqt obviously bada, matlab, it was a very stressful period. Yeah. But of course, I, as part of the team, was engaged with Ruhail in that period. And there was discussion ke agar karna hai koi season, to wo kaise hoga? You know, to discussions ho rahi thi, audio album hoga, iPhone pe videos shoot hongi, kis tarah se, you know? And he was very kind enough, you know. Rahil is really gracious like that. He, you know, he taught me how to use this this specific recording app, just aap demos wagera record kar sakte hain. And of course, before this, so during our strategy and stuff, you know, when there would be like a sort of jam session, I would also contribute because mujhe, you know, uska gaane ka bhi aur uska music ka bhi shauk hai, to main baith jati thi. So when he would play and stuff, to, you know, Zara aur Ruhel ye log jam karte the, to I would start to contribute or I would sing along. So I think it is that time that he started picking up ke, you know, she's very interested in also singing or usko shauk bhi hai. And of course, I'd been learning classical music as well, so I would contribute ke achha ye raag hai, iski is tarah ki wo hai. So I would obviously make my contributions. To unko andaaza ye hua, aur phir during COVID, you know, he had asked me to like share some ideas ki hum kya kar sakte hain possibly. And so I would exchange my ideas through this app, and you know, had like a mic stand at home and would record stuff and send it to him. And so again, we were planning for whenever the season was to happen. We had no idea what was to happen. Kuch andaza nahi tha, we were just kind of exploring ki aage kya hoga. Mujhe to ye bhi nahi andaza tha ki, you know, if I would ever even be a part of it. And then just one day he just kind of called me and said ki, you know, I'd like to produce a song for you and you should be one of the artists for this season. I was like, what?
I love it.
Are you sure? So so I was like, he's like, you know, what do you think? Would you be interested? And I was like, under se, I was like, yeah, oh my God, what do you mean? I'm like, yes. Matlab, obviously. But yeah, I contained my excitement and said, ki nahin, main aapko soch ke bata tha. Nahin, mazak kari. Maine aise kuch nahi kaha. Maine kaha, ji, bilkul, I'm very much interested. To khair, phir us time pe, I have been writing a lot of my own music and poetry, and because I've been learning Eastern classical, so I've been exploring compositions through the raga sort of melodic framework. Okay. So that is what I was experimenting with on my own, and I'm generally matlab a bit of a personal, like I'm a private person, and I'm also a little shy. So main हर दफा शेयर नहीं करती ज्यादा चीजें, ना मैं अपनी चीजें लिखती रहती हूँ, खुद ही करती रहती हूँ, बट उसको ज्यादा पब्लिक नहीं करती, बिकॉज एक अपने ऊपर एक शायद वो नहीं होता, या इतना आप वो फील नहीं करते कि आप रेडी हैं अभी. तो बस फिर उस टाइम पे आई शेयर्ड अ कपल ऑफ आइडियाज विद हिम, एंड जारा भी थी, और जारा के साथ भी मैंने शेयर किया, एंड दे बोथ really liked the idea of Yakin, and especially the fact that I had written it myself and composed it myself, and you know, of course, and then it just kind of went on from there. I mean, it just, you know, they both really of course helped me. Ruhail did the whole arrangement and beautifully arranged, and a lot of it was his vision on how to treat the song. But I mean, I couldn't have asked for anyone better. I mean, the way he's envisioned it, and it suits my personality, my style. Matlab, unki to jitni tarif kare kam hai, Zara ne itni, you know, she really kind of helped me with it. And so it just, you know, became into Yakin. Aur hai
it's such a beautiful song. Like for me, not just the way it's put together, the lyrics, I think, especially in this day and age, are super important. And for me, just the groove of that whole song. Like I messaged you when I heard it, and I was like, this
I love that analogy.
It's like what I told you was like, it reminds you of Steve Jobs walking barefoot in India, like watching him and just imagining him. It's just so cool. and
coming, I love that analogy.
All of that coming together, because मैंने ये वाली राग तो मैंने सुनी नहीं हुई थी, like, and I'm starting to learn more about rags and all of this stuff as I'm kind of speaking to you guys and getting to interact with people like yourselves and who are teaching me. And so listening to Yakin was just, you know, it was fascinating on so many different levels. It's such a beautifully composed song. It's a beautifully produced song. I loved it. I honestly loved it. And it just
Thank you. The
whole groove is awesome. So actually, Vijaya, I have a question. Around classical music, alap ka matlab kya hota hai?
Alap is usually the beginning part of the classical piece. जिसमें आप राग को अभी आहिस्ता आहिस्ता बयान कर रहे होते हैं. सो इंट्रो पार्ट है, इट्स यूजुअली लाइक अ वेरी स्लो सॉर्ट ऑफ एक्सटेंडेड नोट्स ऑफ द राग्स, और आप उसको अभी जैसे कहते हैं ना कि अभी आप तैयारी कर रहे होते हैं टू गेट इनटू द सॉन्ग. इट्स अ वेरी स्लो सॉर्ट ऑफ बिल्डिंग ऑफ द राग. And then aista say, you know, you set the mood, the tone, and you establish what rag it is that you're going to continue, and then you kind of build on it. So jo initial jo part hota hai usko aap alap kehte hain.
And is there a structure around it? Yeah, wo riff hoti hai bas, however you feel like you want to get into it.
तो अगेन क्लासिकल म्यूजिक का यही आई थिंक उसकी सबसे खूबसूरती यही है कि वो इम्प्रोवाइज्ड होता है, एंड दैट्स रियली द गोल. आई मीन फॉर मी एज वेल कि यू नो आप उस वक्त क्या महसूस कर रहे हैं, उन सुरों को किस तरह से महसूस कर रहे हैं, उस राग के अपने स्केल के अंदर रहते हुए उसको आप किस तरह से उसकी एक यू नो अदायगी करेंगे. तो what was your question? That saying,
like, is it you answered it, it's basically it's not improvised as much. It is improvised but like within a scale.
हाँ, तो वो तो खैर राग की है ही हुदूद, उसकी एक अपनी scale ही है, but it is generally improvised.
Got it.
I mean it depends on the performer to be honest, but usually it's all improvised.
ठीक है. I was just curious because like this word had come and I didn't have the answer for it. And I meant to ask Zara as well and I didn't. And I completely forgot. And I was like, I'm going to ask Vijaya this. Akhri sawal aapse, which is, what are some of your most cherished memories of Pakistan? Koi bachpan ki jo yaadein ho, jo aap New York mein thi, jo aapko wapas Pakistan le aati thi, ya jab aap kuch kahin bhi chal rahi hoti hai aur aapko wapas Pakistan le aati hai. What are some of those things that bring you back?
I think Pakistan ki bare mein, Pakistan ki mausiki, matlab I think main duniya ke jis mulk mein hoon, I think New York mein mujhe iska bahut zyada experience aur andaaza hua ke you know wahan pe ek bade maze ka ek dhaba hota tha Punjabi Delhi ke naam se, aur it was like this established sort of in the East Village, this established spot where a lot of cab drivers and all used to go. It was owned by Sikhs there, Punjabi Sikhs. So, you know, when we'd go to that place for their food, there would always be Nusrat Fateh Ali's Qawwali playing. And, you know, just hearing Qawwali somewhere outside of Pakistan, I don't know what it is, but it just does something to you and suddenly you're just like, oh my god, yes, our music is so cool. So I think that's something that I've definitely always kind of resonated with, ke hamari, you know, hamara qawwali jo hai music, aap dusron ko bhi jab dekhte enjoy karte hue, you so suddenly ek aap mein hoti hai ki yeah, hamara kitna maze ka music hai, kitne cool hai hum.
I love that.
But khair aapne bachpan ki wo baat ki thi, बचपन की भी मैं यही कहूंगी, मेरी अपनी मेमोरीज जो है सबसे फॉन्ड मेमोरीज म्यूजिक के साथ जुड़ी हुई हैं. आई रिमेम्बर कि स्कूल में मेरा जब होता था म्यूजिक क्लास होती थी, मेरी फीमेल म्यूजिक टीचर्स होती थी इन स्कूल. अब तो म्यूजिक शायद लेसन्स स्कूल्स में वगैरह में देते भी नहीं है, एंड प्राइवेट स्कूल्स यू नो इट्स वेरी लिमिटेड, But at that time, we had music lessons, and I had two really cool female teachers. And in fact, I'd like to even take their names. There was one Miss Kulsoom and Miss Rabia. And they both, you know, were like the coolest female, like, musicians. A keyboard bhi bajati thi. And of course, matlab, I was, I think, probably like 7-8 years old. And that would be the most fun, exciting sort of time for me, I think. So in school, even though I loved school, I was like a nerd like that. But generally, mujhe bahut maza aata tha music class mein. To wo jo mere upar asar unka bhi, un teachers ka bhi raha hai na. To see someone, they were so loving and so kind and so encouraging. And, you know, so I used to like really look up to them and I was really inspired by them.
Amazing. Ujia, thank you so much for taking out the time and being with us today.
Thank you, Amar. Thank you for having me.